Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson, World Alternative Media here, and panic buying is leading to food rations. We reported a little while ago in one of our Rumble exclusive live streams that India is imposing major rice export bans, and it's triggering inflation fears. Now, not only are there shortages, but it's also out of kind of a food war that they're having at the same time as monsoon rains. It's getting really crazy, and it's all part of their agenda to starve you out so that you beg for help from them. This out of Natural News, rice rationing begins in America after India bans exports. 20-pound bags soar from $16 to almost $50. This is the kind of stuff I've been trying to warn people about for so long. And at the same time, some mysterious disease is killing oranges in both Florida and Brazil, some of the top exporters of oranges in the world. So, you know, this is why I've been saying for a while, it's time to stock up, my friend. So we are going to get into this latest story and see some of the video of the panic buying that we're witnessing in the United States over this rice export ban, and as well as the rationing they're already starting to bring in. But before we get into that, my friends, make sure to check those links below. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify for that free shipping, I still urge you to use code WAM. This is how we win against the Great Reset, so we don't succumb to the panic buying, to the rationing, to the social credit, carbon credit, CBDC scores that stop us from buying the things we need for our family. You're already saving money on these kits. There's organic kits available, and if you get them to today, you won't be sorry tomorrow. And you can actually buy these kits now with Afterpay, so you don't have to pay all at once. So check that out. And of course, if you want to help support independent media, we just reported on the ground from a 15-minute city in Oxford, UK. Spent weeks there, spent every cent we had, $10,000 of debt. And, you know, we're in independent media, so we can't afford that. Can't pay rent, can't pay for food right now. So any help is very much appreciated if you go to that GoGetFunding.com campaign. Thank you to those who've raised $4,128 thus far. I'm still in the negative, so I really appreciate those that are donating. We need to keep this going as much as humanly possible to keep independent media alive, or else, well, to be quite frank, we are screwed here at World Alternative Media. Thank you to those who've donated. There's GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar, as well as a Bitcoin address and more. So check those links in the description. Anyways, let's get into this. So this out of Natural News, it says rice rationing begins in America after India bans exports. 20-pound bags soar from $16 to almost $50. Absolutely insane news. It says panic buying has ensued in the United States after India imposed a rice ban. Some stores in America are now selling 20-pound bags of rice for $50 when they previously cost just $16. There is also rationing occurring as supplies dwindle due to soaring demand. Videos shared across social media over the weekend show Indians standing in very long lines in states like Texas, Michigan, Alabama, New Jersey, Ohio, Illinois, and California, hoping to grab a bag of rice before they all run out. And this is obviously really affecting the Indian grocery stores. This is obviously really affecting restaurants that serve rice of any kind. I mean, that goes for Indian, Japanese, Chinese, etc. It says here, a few Desi grocery shops came up with innovative ideas to force customers to spend a minimum of $35 to $50 on other items to purchase a single rice bag, which is outrageous, one shopper told Business Line about this latest food crisis. According to PBS Frontline, rice prices in the U.S. shot up by around 11% after India's announcement about curbing exports of rice. And it shows, related in case you missed it, India just banned all exports of non-basmati white rice, which is creating a rice crisis around the world. But it says first wheat, now rice. What's next? Well, we already know that this is a concerted agenda in order to force people into famine so that they beg the governments and the entities that created the famine in the first place to save them from said famine. This is how you bring in CBDCs. This is how you bring in a Great Reset. This is the modus operandi. But of course, you have to hit people where it affects them the most, which is, of course, one, in their bank account, and two, as far as their sustenance as a human being goes, and of course, three, their home, which is a big part of it. You know, get rid of someone's house, Make sure they don't own property, and they will own nothing, and they will be enslaved and in ration lines for mRNA food. It says, it turns out that non-basmati rice is the most common form of rice used in traditional American recipes, as well as in Asian and Mexican cuisine. While California, Texas, and a handful of other areas grow rice domestically, most of it comes from India, the world's second largest rice exporter behind communist China. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi imposed the ban ahead of next year's general election in an effort to get ahead of inflation. But from July 20th on, no more non-basmati white rice will be allowed to leave India. We are told that heavy rains in northern India damaged newly planted rice crops in Punjab and Haryana. Many paddy fields have been submerged underwater for over a week, and they can only get replanted once the water subsides. In other parts of India, they have received too little rain. Seedlings have not been able to be moved and transplanted back or due to lack of moisture. So they're getting hit by both sides of that. And I quote, in order to ensure adequate availability of non-basmati white rice in the Indian market and to allay the rise in prices in the domestic market, the government of India has amended the export policy, India's food ministry announced. In Vietnam, the world's third largest rice exporter, rice prices are likewise soaring as well due to supply concerns created by an El Nino. Always a perfect storm, isn't it? So convenient. It says, a metric ton of rice now costs more in Vietnam than at any point in the past 12 years, and this on top of all other food inflation occurring. China and the Philippines, both of which buy Vietnamese and Thai rice, will now be forced to pay substantially higher prices for their rice imports, driving up inflation even further. And I quote, India would disrupt the global rice market with far greater velocity than Ukraine did in the wheat market with Russia's invasion, said B.V. Krishna Rao, president of India's Rice Exporters Association. The bad news comes right after Ukraine broke a wartime deal that allowed grain to still be exported via the Black Sea to countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Russia called off the deal because Ukraine was not following the rules. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, as it was called, will remain dead in the water until and only if Ukraine agrees to fulfill its end of the bargain. In the comments, someone pointed out that the rice is a vital component of beer brewing at companies like Anheuser-Busch, which used it to brew Bud Light and other beer brands. Says, and I quote, and here I was worried about wheat shortage, wrote another. Will there be enough rice to go around and feed everyone? Well, here's the thing. It's hitting rice. We're seeing floods in California, following droughts in California. We're seeing a lot of weather modification manipulation. We're seeing export bans. We're seeing diseases that are mysteriously spreading among oranges that are destroying the orange juice market right now, where we're seeing a huge cutoff of imports from Brazil and, of course, from Florida, which are the main people manufacturing this stuff. Very convenient that these strange diseases just show up at the same time. And on top of that, of course, we already have gone into it a million times. They are trying to stop most farms from even existing. They're destroying the fertilizer market. They're making it impossible for farmers to keep up and keep making money. And at the same time, in places like the Netherlands, they're getting rid of 50% of farms. They originally were going after 30% of farms. Remember, Netherlands is the second top agricultural exporter in the world. And then when the Farmer Party won a majority there and started fighting back, they ended up, the government came in, Mark Rutte, who of course is a Bilderberger and a World Economic Forum golden boy, came out and started saying, well, actually, you know what, maybe 50% of farms. So there's still widespread protests. We'll see how it goes. But they're cracking down hard on the on top of the LTNs and all that that's going on there, the 15-minute city development. And, of course, that affects the United States hugely. The U.S. and much of Europe gets a huge amount of their food from the Netherlands. Also, Ireland's doing the same thing. Also, Canada's doing the same thing. Also, the United States is doing the same thing with a joint deal between John Kerry and Joe Biden recently. Now, what this means is, on top of oil production cut, which is on top of an oil supply chain issue, which is causing it almost to be impossible to get good, decently priced food to the shelves. I don't know if you've been in a grocery store lately, my friends. It's insane. That food doesn't get to the shelves. Then if it does, it's too expensive. And that's on top of the inflation that comes from printing currency. But, you know, if diesel is at a shortage already, and now they're cutting the oil production from Saudi Arabia to the United States, etc., then you will end up with 10 times higher prices. A lot of truckers that are just going to give up on it because it's just they're not making enough money off of it and they have to back out. And it is only going to be exacerbated from there. So there's laws, there's shortages, there's weather events, there's diseases that are spreading among plants. This is a very, very dangerous ordeal when you combine all these cases together. It could lead to starvation, and not just in the United States, but in especially developing countries. It is extremely dangerous. So here's the thing. I've been saying for a long time, and hurricane season and all that kind of stuff, and the blizzards in Buffalo, like, you need to stock up. This isn't a matter of some kind of conspiracy theory. This isn't a matter of some kind of fear-mongering. It's a matter of life or death as far as surviving through the next few years or the next decade, really. I mean, at the end of the day, it could take 2 years for something so significant that it shakes you to your very core to happen. But isn't it better to be overly prepared than underprepared? People say, oh, Chicken Little sky is falling. If people had listened to me in places like Florida and New York last year and stocked up and had, you know, the right energy devices like we have over at Lion Energy, linked in the description, if people actually went and followed that to the T, there'd be people out there that would still be alive that died in these weather events. So it's something that's very serious to me, because if I could save one person, that is all the more worth it. And unfortunately, most people just go, well, I'm just going to wait until later and see what happens. If you have kids, if you have family, if you have parents that don't have it, if you have kids that don't have, you know, storable foods, if you have no seeds, no tower gardens, no nothing, no water, no defenses, then you're in a world of hurt. If you have all your money in the bank, you're in a world of hurt. They've already said they're coming in with a ledger that looks at everything, a unified ledger that looks at every single thing that you're doing in your life, every store, restaurant you go to, everywhere you drive, everywhere you walk on the sidewalk with facial recognition cameras. The U.S. government has already pushed this forward. And with FedNow now in play, with social credit going through people's bank accounts through intermediaries, then we are dealing with the development of the very system we've been warning about that people called us crazy for. Now, that includes the carbon credits that are already on bank accounts in Canada. I almost said China, because same thing, because they already have obviously all this stuff in place. But in Canada and in places like the UK and being developed in the US, they're not mandatory yet, but they're there. And what do you think that's going to be used for? In the UK, they're already saying they're going to be giving people free money, quote unquote. That's always fun. Free money if they use a CBDC and they attach a smart meter to their home. And this is something we warned about long before they announced this. And it'll determine how much gas, electricity, and water they're using on a daily basis, which will determine how much food rations they're allowed to get later on. That is an enormously dangerous situation and a lot of power that you should not be putting in the hands of these obvious psychopaths. If they're going to starve you out and then use your bank account against you, I mean, my goodness, can you think of anything more dangerous going forward? Of course, the human spirit relies on the sustenance, and the original currency was food. Well, they're changing that to a cashless society, but moreover, the new currency is compliance, and that compliance will buy you credit. That will buy you food, bad food, mRNA-infused food, as they're already talking about doing, and there's already evidence of it being on the market. So what is keeping people back at this point from taking that step to better themselves, their family, their loved ones? If you have an uncle that thinks you're crazy, get him a little box of something just to be prepared, because it's not just going to be rice. It's not just going to be wheat. It's not just going to be, you know, flour and all these other things that we're seeing shortages of around the world. They're going to make any excuse possible from the summer to the winter to have any kind of weather events, any kind of diseases among the plants, which they're already doing with the oranges, in order to stop people from being able to purchase the things they need in their life. And then that destroys small businesses, that destroys restaurants, which means less people can work there, which means less people can afford things, which means more people are on food stamps for food that isn't available unless you go to FEMA. I mean, that is obviously a slippery slope that will continue to worsen if one does not get prepared. So as always, my friends, in the face of this, you know what to do. Please don't wait any longer. We have options. I don't mean to talk down to anyone here, because I know a lot of you have already done this, but for the love of God, for those that haven't, go to heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, organic storable foods. Of course, we have heirloom seeds, which you know, is very important as far as you give a man a fish, he feeds himself tonight. You teach a man a fish, he feeds himself for a lifetime. There's water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WAM, W-A-M. It could save your life and keep your family alive. And there's nothing I find more important than that going forward. So check that link, heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M. And of course, as I've mentioned many times before, we have Lion Energy, where if you use our link, you save a bunch of money for lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, solar panels, etc. These two options that I just gave you are two very important ways to resist the New World Order, resist the Great Reset, not by violence, not by protest, but by action, because it's not what they expect. They expect you to be dependent. So be independent. Show them off. Show that you are a true human being that will stand by the principles of humanity itself. Of course, we have KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, W-A-M, where you could buy physical gold and silver today and dodge the CBDC technocracy. You could also roll over into physical gold and silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, and brokerage accounts. If you go to that link, and you get a whole bunch of free special reports when you sign up for a phone call with Kirk Elliott, author of 11 books, double PhD. Highly recommend you get on this today, my friends. There's lots of options for you. We always provide the solutions, whether people want to follow them or not, and I hope to God you do. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. All these markets are at risk, which is why it's so important to get on this today. And of course, if you want to help support us here at World Alternative Media, we have our GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, Bitcoin addresses, and all that kind of stuff. Cointree link in the description where you can donate in things like Monero. We have the options. And thank you again to those who've donated $4,128 thus far. We cannot do it without you. You are literally keeping us alive right now, and it's brutal. Because we are in the worst situation we've been in since we started in 2013, 10 years ago. So we spent everything we could trying to do this 15-minute city documentary, and now we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing left. Every time that the money comes in through this, it's immediately spent on the debts. We need to get up to 10,000 or else we are in a world of hurt going forward. And I still have to license video and music for this documentary. I still have to go to a few places in the United States and interview people. But right now I'm in limbo because I can't even afford food. So any help is very, very much appreciated, my friend. So thank you to those of you out there that are so generous, at least to even share it and you know, help support independent media, because you are the heartbeat of independent media yourselves. You are keeping this truth alive. So anyway, we'll be doing weekly shows exclusively to those who donate $5.99 and up a month on Patreon and Subscribestar. We are doing a lot of regular Rumble exclusive live streams, so you can check that out at World Alternative Media on Rumble. I appreciate people helping in any way they can. We have a Teespring, we have a newsletter, www.imband.com, and of course, we are on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, which banned us. But nonetheless, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Live by example, my friends. Live freely always as we face down this storm, as we face down the Tower of Babel. It needs to be finished being built before it eventually will fall. Good overcomes evil eventually, but it's going to take some time first. We have to live through some of this. We must find a path around the tower to be able to build our bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath of that failure, of the fall of that empire, of the control collapse of the system, and then eventually the control collapse of the technocratic system of evil that is trying to encapsulate us and imprison us forever on a prison planet. We will win, but we have to first prepare today or we won't win tomorrow. Anyways, I appreciate everyone watching today. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.